Fred Film Radio, Transylvania International Film Festival, Romania.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Transylvania International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Balint Zagoni. Thank you very much for joining us, first of all.
Thank you.
Balint, you're a programmer here, and we were talking about what you're programming. Well, I guess I can reveal it right away. We're going to be talking about a specific strand, we could call it, here at the festival called Hungarian Day. But first of all, so that we don't leave anyone out of the podcast who is wondering what a programmer actually does, and they may not even have ever heard of the term, would you like to maybe give a brief overview of your tasks?
Yes. First of all, I take care of the selection of the Hungarian Day. I'm trying to be as up to date as I can about the launch of Hungarian films, feature films, and also documentaries. I'm trying to put together a selection of about 6-7 films that are, let's say, representative for Hungary, and also invite the directors, producers, and I guess that's it, because from that on there are other people from the festival staff that take over the duties about the invitations and about the technical details, the DCPs, and stuff like that.
How do you select the films that are then selected? Is it a year-long work, just going to different festivals? Are you sent links?
Well, it's mostly about links, having requested links, and we also have... it's not only me, we have a small group. We work at the Film Tet Association, and this association has a film portal dedicated to Hungarian films. We know pretty much about what kind of films are released in Hungary, and you're right, it's a year-long work. About 3-4 months before the festival, we are trying to put together a selection of the best films that haven't been shown here in Cluj-Napoca or in Romania in film theaters, because there are some Hungarian films that have been released also in film theaters here.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So basically, what you do is you. And this is what I like to ask programmers: what's a rough number of films for the Hungarian films that you sort of watched throughout this selecting process? If you can give a rough estimate.
Hungarian film industry is not as big as, let's say, the British or the French film industry. There are about 15-20 feature films each year. Of course, there are more documentaries, but. Let's say there are 5-10 documentaries that make it to international festivals. I can say that there are about 30 films that have to be watched. And
yeah. So that's a fair number. How many films then are in this section this year?
We have 6 films, 5 feature films, and 1 documentary.
Right.
I don't know, should I also say a few examples? Or
well, maybe we'll get to that. I will save that for last. But first, okay. I'm curious to find out about the origins of Hungarian Day here at TIFF. I mean, where did the idea come from, and is there a tradition of it here at the festival?
That's a very good question. I'm in charge of the Hungarian Day. I think this is the 7th year. But last year I asked the artistic director, Mihai Kirillov, if since when do we organize Hungarian Days? Because, you know, this is the 18th edition of the film festival, and he couldn't remember. So I think the origins of the Hungarian Day can go back to the fact that Cluj-Napoca is a multi-ethnic city, and among Romanians there is an important Hungarian community living here. But I also think that this is a very important gesture from the organizers to have to put, I don't know, spotlight or to have this lineup of Hungarian films during the festival, and to have a special day dedicated to Hungarian films. I think this is the most important festival in Eastern Europe, and we can say also in Central Europe, that has a special Hungarian selection within its program.
Do you also think that perhaps there's a special relation between the Romanian and the Hungarian film industry?
Yes, we can say that because there are a lot of Hungarian-Romanian co-productions that are made in during the last years. There are actors that work in Hungarian and also in Romanian films. So I think it's a close, like, tight connection between the two film industries.
Yeah.
And also many specialists from the Hungarian film industry are here and present at the festival.
So let's talk about back to the films of the Strand, and maybe if you could give me a few examples, as you mentioned earlier, about the films that are in the program this year for Hungarian Day.
We have five fictional feature films here, and one of them is His Master's Voice from György Pálffy. It's not the first time he's here, because his first feature film, Taxidermia, has won the Best Directing Award here in TIFF in 2006, and he's been also here as a member of the jury. We have also, we can say it's a very varied selection. Also from the point of view of the genres of the films, because we have science fiction, Hungarian science fiction, an animation for grown-ups, I don't know how to say it, and also teenager thriller, and all of these films are films that have been in many festivals and have won many prizes. I don't know if you want to put this, but yes.
Yeah, prizes are important. They're not everything, but they're important, especially, you know, with among the film festival circuit. And then there's a documentary.
Yes, it's a documentary that has been also in Sarajevo. As I know, it's about it's called Easy Lessons, and it's about a Somalian refugee girl, a teenager girl, who settled in Hungary. And it's a very very intimate documentary about how a teenager girl tries to build her new identity in a foreign country.
Well, it all sounds very interesting, so I thank you very much for joining us and giving us an overview about it and everything else that you've answered.
And thank you for this interview.
Thanks a lot, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.